Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. I'm Dave Popowich. I'm here with my co-host, Leanna Wachniak. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Dave. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too. That's right. That was a short break,
it seemed.
It
was a short break.
Right? Like it just, yeah. I don't know. It seemed like it didn't even happen. Anyways, did you have a good, you had a good break? You went home, saw your family?
Shoveled a bunch of snow, you know, that kind of thing is Canadian winter. How about you?
Well, you know, we were part of the crew that we were supposed to fly out to Toronto, as you know, on the Friday. And yeah, it just didn't happen. Didn't happen. So we didn't get to see my wife's family, which was a bit of a disappointment. But we did go up to Edmonton and saw my brother. So that was a lot. Yeah, it was fun. It was a nice break.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a good show to kick things off here. We're going to talk a little bit about this notion of what's called climbing down the ladder, right? We know lots of people that climb the ladder through their careers and very structured in how they do that and discipline. There's goals along the way and so on and so forth. Well, boy, if you've done that, how do you come back down?
Yeah. What do you do after?
What do you do
and
after?
What does success look like?
Right. Mm-hmm. And how do you define that? So we've got a terrific author to help us understand a little bit about the details of that. And then how about an Alberta pension plan? How do you feel about that?
That's an interesting topic. And I think a lot of people have questions of what that looks like. But we're going to talk to somebody who's written an article about it recently.
Yeah, that's right. And lots of fascinating local input on that. So stick around for that. And that's a topic that could conceivably touch every single one of us in Alberta, right?
Absolutely.
Big topic.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're back here. It's a bit sort of the first week of trading back in the new year. And I think it's important to talk a little bit about where we're at right now. Now, at the top of the show, you know, we talked about how quick this break seemed to be. Okay. And I bring that up again to say that nothing's changed, right? Mm-hmm. Last week or 2 weeks ago to this week, we still have the same problems. Mm-hmm. There's still the same concerns out there and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So the baseline is it's the calendar year is rolled over, but nothing else has changed.
Yeah. All of the same things, all the same issues and things we were talking about are still there. And the big news this week, or the thing that everybody was looking for this week, were those jobs numbers.
Yeah.
So you were reporting them on them on Friday.
Yeah.
Can you share with us what the print looked like?
Well, so jobs was an interesting conversation actually throughout the course of the week. So the reason jobs are important right now is because the U.S. Fed, not the Bank of Canada, because the Bank of Canada has a singular mandate on inflation, but the U.S. Fed has a dual mandate on both price stability or inflation and jobs. Mm-hmm. And the strength of the U.S. labor market has been a concern to the U.S. Fed in that you're seeing, if it remains tight, wage inflation becomes prevalent in the system. And wage inflation is sticky, right? Mm-hmm. It's hard to take that out once wages have gone up. Mm-hmm. So it's become a very important focus for the markets. Now, let me give you a sense of what the week was on, I'm just going to get my dates right because it was a shortened week. I think it was on Wednesday. What we got is some news on the job openings, number of job openings in the U.S. economy. Now, it was at, I believe it's a historic high when it hit 11 million, mm-hmm. okay? And it's expected to come down, and it did come down. It came down to about 10.5 million, but the market was looking for about 10 million. Mm-hmm. So what that tells us is, geez, there's still strength in that economy, and you know the companies aren't taking those postings, those job openings mm-hmm. away. Mm-hmm. And the market was really interesting. It traded initially negative on that data, and then it kind of recovered on Wednesday on that. Then on Thursday, we got the what's called the ADP private sector payroll report. So this looks at private companies hiring. Mm-hmm. And the report indicated there were 200 and, I'm going from memory here, 35,000 new jobs in the month of December mm-hmm. created. And the market was looking for something 70, 80,000 less than that.
Right.
So we got again this mm-hmm. big surprise mm-hmm. On jobs, indicating another data point of strength in that, you know, that critical jobs area that everybody's focused on right now. And the markets immediately sank on Thursday mm-hmm. on that news. Mm-hmm. Then on Friday, we got both the Canadian labor, Stats Canada labor data, and then we got the U.S. Jobs report. And I got to say, Leanna, it was really, really interesting data. Mm-hmm. Now, Canada is notoriously bad for being able to forecast or predict how mm-hmm. many jobs were created. Mm-hmm. And this was a good example of it, mm-hmm. right? the market was expecting like 5,000 jobs.
Yeah.
What did we get? 104,000?
Yeah, something like that. It was huge, huge surprise to everybody.
Right.
Like, not even close.
Right. Yeah. Just a blowout number. And we had a few of those this year where we get these sort of 100,000. Now that's a massive number in Canada. Now, unemployment was expected to actually tick up a little bit to 5.2%. It actually fell to 5.
Right.
So the labor market is strong in Canada. Unemployment is going down. Mm-hmm. Wage inflation year over year is still sitting a little bit above 5%. Yeah. It did moderate a little bit, but it's still a high number. Mm-hmm. And so what does that mean? Well, it points to more evidence to suggest that the Bank of Canada can raise rates this year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a debate, and I'm not saying the debate is through yet, but by the end of this month, the Bank of Canada has to make another decision. And I would say coming into this data, it was pretty close to a coin toss, mm-hmm. maybe a little less than 50-50 that they were going to raise rates again, meaning they were just going to pause.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the probability of another quarter point rate increase went up
based
on how strong that report was. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll get some inflation data before they have to make their decision, so let's not call it 100% at this point. Now, the real interesting data was in the United States. So the U.S. was expected to create jobs somewhere in the order of, call it 200, 203,000, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in at 235,000.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's a beat, stronger than expected. Not the magnitude of the beat was nothing like what we saw in the Thursday data.
Right.
So you could see the futures markets sort of immediately react to this thing. And it was a positive reaction, even though it was a beat.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't as strong as some would have thought. Now, when you dug into the details of it, here's where it gets really interesting. The unemployment rate in the U.S. was expected to stay the same at 3.7. It fell to 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
That number the market's going to hate because the Fed's going to hate seeing that number.
Mm-hmm.
That means a tightening.
Yeah. That's a close to a pre-pandemic low.
Low.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that shows a tightening in the labor market. Mm-hmm. They want to see a softening in the labor market. So you go on the one hand, you go, oh, boy. That's not the data we wanted to see. But then we go a little bit deeper in that data, and what we start to find out is that wage inflation fell.
Mm-hmm.
So the market was expecting wage year over year to be about 5%. It was at 4.6.
Mm-hmm.
And then to make it a little bit more interesting, previous month wage inflation was revised lower.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, you know, it was fascinating to watch the early morning trading on this because the market had to figure out, is this terrible news? Because the Fed's going to hate the fact it tightened, but the Fed's going to love the fact that wage inflation pressure, which is really what they're worried about, is coming out of the system. Mm-hmm. What does it all mean?
Right.
And therein, I think, defines the next quarter or two.
Mm-hmm. What does it all mean? And what do the central banks do,
yeah.
the Fed and the Bank of Canada, do now? Because as you said, wage inflation is sticky.
Yep.
But we're starting to see it soften a little
yes.
bit. But the economy is still strong. Now, is that a good sign then, potentially, for what a recession might look like?
Yeah, so you're asking, I think, a super important question. And one of the things I said when I was reporting on that news as it broke in the morning was, you know, in the Goldilocks scenario, in my opinion, would be a situation where inflation is falling and everybody gets to keep their job.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That to me is the Goldilocks scenario, the soft landing. And again, the market will have to digest that over time if that's just a single data point or if that's what's happening. But that would be really something. That's the way that we would avoid recession,
mm-hmm.
right? You get what's referred to as the soft landing. If unemployment doesn't move up materially, people are still working and inflation comes down, right? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we could ask for more than that. Mm-hmm. Now, not ready to say that it's done at this particular point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you and I were chuckling a little bit on Thursday as we were talking about the data on the ADP jobs report,
mm-hmm.
because it's not typically highly correlated with the Labor Department.
Mm-hmm.
You can't necessarily infer, but the market did do that, right? We're selling off. And then we said, boy, wouldn't it be nice if we got lucky on the labor report.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read it in the morning when it broke at 6:30, I thought, oh man, there's a mixed bag of stuff here for everybody. I wonder,
uh-huh.
it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out.
Well, and that's what we're going to be looking at. But one of the things about it playing out is that it's scary right now if you're looking at retirement, because there is so much uncertainty, and there will be uncertainty over the next, like you said, quarter, two quarters potentially, as all of this gets digested.
Right.
So we'll be talking about that at our upcoming seminar. Our next seminar is Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. We're doing it live online, and we're also doing it live in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club here in Calgary. So if you'd like to join us for that, please register. You go to morethanmoneyradio.com and you can do that there. We hope to see you there.
We look forward to seeing you there. Now, if you spent your whole career sort of climbing the corporate ladder, the question is, how do you climb down that ladder into a successful retirement? That's what we're going to discuss after the break. Join us for that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.